Hello again, racing fans. Welcome to A Sure Thing. Good to have you along for the preview of racing on Sunday here in Cape Town. We're racing out at the beautiful country course of Hollywoodbets Durbanville, where we have an 8-race programme for the afternoon. The first gets underway at 12:50. Now, if you are looking for somewhere different to go on Sunday, and you do live in Cape Town, and you've been contemplating going to the track, my suggestion is bring the family. There's normally something for young and old to enjoy. More importantly, you'll be somewhere different for Sunday lunch. At the same time, guaranteed, you'll probably meet up with a few racing folks you haven't seen in years. The banter's normally good because you'll exchange what I like and what you like with each other, and in such a way be able to put together a nice perm for the afternoon, whichever you're going to get involved with. Because with there being 8 races on the card, from the get-go, the exotics on the toad kicks into gear with the bipot. The second race will be the first leg of the place accumulator, the third first leg of the pick six, and races 4 and 5, the first leg of jackpots 1 and 2 respectively. 5 minutes before the off of race 1, you also, of course, need to be on with your free Hollywoodbet Punter Challenge entries. Play the bet slip and put yourself in line for that 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer. So let's get into the action and see how many winners we can find on this card. The first race is a maiden plate, where 9 runners will line up at the 1,000-meter mark. Made a point of taking down the Antipost betting prior to pre-recording the show, and the first-timer from the stable of Justin Snaith, number 1 Trip to Camelot, is top of the boards at 1.25 to 1 on HollywoodBets.net. The Give Me the Green Light first-timer from the stable of James Crawford is second favourite at 3.57 to 1. You can then get 4 to 1 about number 8, Mount Augustus. 9 Demanding Day from 3.57 to 1 has eased out to 4 to 1 in the Antipost market, while number 2, Objet d'Art, from 5 to 1 has gone to 6.25 to 1, and you can get double figures and upwards the others. Doesn't surprise me that the first-timers are dominating the Antipost betting market. 1 Trip to Camelot, racing in the silks of Drakenstein Stud, Breda Drakenstein Stud, the half-brother to King Pelez and Legend of Arthur, costs 5.25 million rand as a yearling. So this horse certainly must be showing something back home, and definitely one you need to keep an eye on. World Wind, the Give Me the Green Light first-timer, is another one that's pretty firm in the market at 3.57 to 1. Am I ever going to go with the tried and tested horse that's already had a run under the belt? And my first choice selection in the opener is number 2, Objet d'Art. Now, this horse finished in the money, ran fourth, despite hanging over the final 300 when it first stepped out to race. The form line of that run has also held up well. The horse that finished ahead of it in third was a horse called Magical Place. That also subsequently come out and frank that form line. And I do believe that Objet d'Art would have come on with the benefit of that one under the belt. And with any amount of natural improvement to come, he will certainly be involved in the finish. I'm going to Objet d'Art to win it, ahead of 1 Trip to Camelot, 9 Demanding Dave, and 4 World Wind. Race 2, first leg of the place accumulator. Now you need to be on by 13:25. A small field of just 6 runners to contest this middle stakes. A race for fillies and mares. Field and more over 1,400 metres. 2.27 to 1 each of 2. 4 Swahitech, 6 Kamchatka. They both at 2.27 to 1. 1 Goodness Gracious Me at 2.86 to 1. 3.57 to 1 number 2, My Only Weakness. And 5.56 to 1 and upwards the others. They priced up pretty much on top of each other, with joint favourites here in this race. And if you look at the last time these two met, which was last time out, there was a head separating. Number 4, Swahitech, won it. And number 6, Kamchatka, who settled for second. Kamchatka, I thought, was very unlucky not to have made it back-to-back wins. However, this time round, for that head-beating last time out, Kamchatka is a kilo and a half better off at the weights, and to me, that should be more than enough to turn the tables. She's also likely to be up with the pace from the get-go, will be staying on in the closing stages, and if one looks at her racing career thus far, you'll see that two of her three career wins have been at this track, and this also happens to be Andre Null's only runner for the day. So I'm thinking one runner, 100% strike rate at the end of the day. I'm going 6 Cam Chatka to win it. He had a 4 Swahee Tech, 1 Goodness Gracious Me, and 2 My Only Weakness. Third race, first leg of the Pick 6. You need to be on by 2 o'clock. It's an open maiden where 11 runners will line up at the 1600-metre mark, and I'm looking no further than the odds-on favourite here, number 11, Red Wave. She set the pace last time out when finishing second. She found 1-2 good on the day. That was at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth over 1,500 metres. Must tell you, I like the way that this horse is coming along, improving and getting closer with each and every run. Definitely would have come on with the benefit of that last run, having come back from a bit of a break. Gavin Lorena now gets the ride, and I do think we'll use the early gate speed to get to the front, cross, and then dictate matters from the front. And from the front, I do think that Red Wave will be a tough nut to crack. We'll be saying, come and catch me if you can, in the run down to the wire. Also, second run after rest, so should strip a whole lot fitter. So I'm going 11 Red Wave to win race number 3. Ahead of number 2, Lomu. For third, I'm going with number 4, Smart Horse. And fourth, number 3, City of Port Louis. On to race 4. First leg of Jackpot 1. This is a maiden plate for 3-year-old fillies, where 8 runners will line up at the 1400-metre mark. And here they're also priced up pretty much on top of each other. Number 7, Red Coral, from an opening call of 1.67, has eased through the points to 2-1. While number 6, Heavenly Miff Mafia, is at 2.86-1. Number 8, La Bomba Girl, from 3.03, has gone out to 3.33 in the market. And they're bidding 5-1 and upwards bar those. Where am I going? I'm siding here with number 8, La Bomba Gold. Muzieni rides for Justin Snaith. I like the improvement shown from first to second start. Despite this horse losing a length last time out, was staying on very nicely at the business end of affairs. That form line has also held up well. The horse that finished second that day was a horse called Beach Verse. That also subsequently come out and frank that form line. I also think that La Bomba Gold could be looking for 1,400 metres at this stage of her career. And on current form, I do think she'll be very competitive in this lineup. So I'm going 8, La Bomba Gold, 8 of 7, Red Coral, 3, Fiery Frolic, and 6, Heavenly Mafia. We move on to race number 5, first leg of Jackpot 2. This is a maiden plate for fillies, where 9 runners will line up at the 1,400 metre mark. And I'm looking no further than the favourite, number 2, Mighty Mary, who's priced up at 1.82-1 in the Antipodes market. Vaughan Marshall, boy oh boy, is that stable in a rich vein of form. And Craig Zaki, who's also riding at the top of the game of his game. These two pair up with number 2, Mighty Mary, was second in her last two starts. She was stowaway last time out. She was staying on when she ran second, beaten by Zena's Act. I also think now, with Craig Zaki on board, he will give her all the necessary assistance from the saddle. And I believe also that she's a filly that's still on the up with a lot more to come. So I'm going to side with her to win race 5. 2 Mighty Mary, ahead of 4 Beautiful One, 1 Clouds Clearing, and 8 Lover Madly. That takes us on to race 6 on the program. And race 6 on the card is a Class 4. Fillies and Mares Benchmark 76. Small field of 8 runners will line up at the 1,400-metre mark. Here, number 5, Wishlist, is at 0.83-1 in the Antipost market, and I'm looking no further than the short price favourite on the day. I do think that she's a filly that looks above average, especially if you take her current form into account. She finished second, got beaten, what was that, ahead by Viva La Vida last time out. But she could have won that race as she was held up at a crucial stage at the 200. She couldn't get a clear run. She was held up. But for that, I do think she would have probably gotten her nose down in front where it matters most. She's a filly that's still improving. And I do think she will take a power of beating in this field. So I'm going 5 Wishlist, ahead of 2 Stormwatch, 6 Diamond Bomber, and 4 Rahaba. Penultimate race 7 on the programme is a Sea Stakes, merit rated 83 and below. 10 runners will line up at the 2400-metre mark. Your number 4, Heliotrope, is at 2.86 to 1. You can get 4 to 1 about number 7, Jetta 1, from an opening call of 5 to 1. 4.55, number 3, To the Moon and Back. And you can get 5 to 1 and upwards bar those. This is probably one of those races where a case can be made for quite a few of them. And you're probably going to have to play this race with a bit of cover to safely get you to the last race on the programme. But the last race itself also doesn't get any easier than this. So I'm going to be siding with number 4, Heliotrope. This horse ran second last time out. Been very consistent of late, I must say. Was slow away last time out and was staying on when second behind 2 a penny. That was over 1,950 metres. Now steps up to 2,400 for the first time. But if one looks at Heliotrope's form, you'll see over 2,200 has finished second and third respectively previously when trying the further trip. Corne Orfa retains the ride, and that's encouraging to see. And I do think that in a race of this nature, a horse like Heliotrope can bounce back to winning ways. So I'm going 4 Heliotrope to beat number 3, To the Moon and Back. For third, I'm going with number 7, Jetta 1. And fourth, number 9, Twice the Master. That takes us on to the last race on the programme. 16.55 is the off time of race 8. It's a Class 4 benchmark 80, where 9 runners will line up at the 1,000-metre mark. And here, you can get 2.86 to 1 each of 2. 4 Rattlesnake is at 2.86 to 1, along with 7 Sardinia Bay, 2.86 to 1, both from an opening call of 2.5 to 1. 4 to 1, number 2, Barney McGrew, and it's 7.14 to 1 and upwards the others. Where do we go? I'm certainly not going with either of these favourites, even though you probably could make a case for either of them to win. 7 Sardinia Bay, for example, that form line has been franked, and Richard Furry, I think, was a very shrewd booking for Sardinia Bay, so that one is definitely not without a chance. Rattlesnake last time out beat Barney McGrew, and Barney McGrew is 2.5 kilos better off at the weights for that 0.4 length beating. That, to me, is enough to turn the tables. Coupled with the fact that Barney McGrew is having his third one off to rest, so it should be cherry ripe to run an absolute cracker, and hence the reason that's going to be my first choice selection. Number 2, Barney McGrew, to win the last race of the afternoon, ahead of 4, Rattlesnake. For third, I'm going with 7, Sardinia Bay, and fourth, number 5, All About Owl. And that's it. As far as Durban Volley, but that's Durbanville is concerned, 8 races on the programme. Trust you'll have an enjoyable and profitable afternoon's racing. There's a few tough nuts to crack on this card. Hope you find the winners. Till next time from me, Ravon. Cheers for now.